It's Gary Owen Day, and he's not in Cincinnati this morning. He's in Los Angeles, where he didn't have to go far from Phoenix, where he saw the Super Bowl. Gary, good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Way to go, Tom.
Wow.
Did it again. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. I swear.
How could it happen?
I mean, last week, I'm going to Seahawks, baby. You heard me. I was like, no.
Down on the one-yard line.
Even when they had the ball at the one, I was like, this ain't going to work out.
Were you there in person to see it happen?
Huh?
Were you there in person to see
it happen? No. I watched it on TV. I had a room full of about 30 people. And everyone's like, it's over. I go, you don't know. You don't know what I know.
You don't know what I know. It's not over.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I just looked around. I was like, I literally looked up in the sky. And I was like, really? It's like an inside joke Jesus and God have.
Watch this.
Right. Hey, Dad, check this out. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either, man. Warren Sapp.
Could you believe that?
Yeah, just when you think Coach Carroll made the dumb call. That's what I've been watching all week on TV. It's like, Coach Carroll made a dumb call. Coach Carroll's an idiot. He's dumb. I said, nah, Coach Carroll made a bad call. And here's the thing. I know, and didn't he file for bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to know where the money was going. But I know deep down, Tom, I know you don't like to see people fall. But deep down, there's a little bit of satisfaction because I know it was a couple years ago you was up for Dancing with the Stars and they picked Warren Sapp.
Well, okay.
Tom took him out. He took him out, man.
I remember that, Tom. I remember being on your show and you was like, man, they picked Warren Sapp over me. Well, clearly they didn't do a big character background check on the dancers.
Wow.
I just wonder, who negotiates with hookers? and listen, I'm on the road a lot, and I'm by myself a lot, and I know I'm married and you can get lonely, but that's why you have your laptop. Wow. It's free. You can't get busted.
Oh, my God. What a dumb call. You're right.
I mean, here's the funny thing, though. I was sitting there. It's funny how just you think about your life compared to somebody else's. As he's getting arrested and getting busted at 7 in the morning, mm-hmm. I was up, and I was at a breakfast spot eating breakfast, getting ready to get on my plane to go to L.A. from Phoenix. And I'm just like, at the same time, I got my eggs. You know what I mean? And I just saw him the night before. I just saw him. I was like, I just saw him. I went home. Clearly the night didn't go like he hoped.
Well, earlier we had the person on that I think should play Warren Sapp with, if they ever do the Warren
Faison
Sapp
Love,
biopic. And we had Faison Love on. Wouldn't that be good casting?
Perfect. If they ever do the Dallas Cowboys story, I can play Troy Aikman.
You sure could.
You got it, man.
You sure could.
You ain't lying.
What are they doing the Troy Aikman story? It's about time, isn't it?
Yeah, we can do it. It'd be boring, but if we do it.